No, I'm good. You're on.
Okay, it's January 4th, 5:30 p.m. I'd like to call the work session to order. And just so the public knows, the work sessions, we'll have our discussion on the topics. If you do have any questions, put your hand up and I'll address you if you do have any questions or anything to add. Okay, it's the board's work session, but I will welcome input from the public. Okay, first item we have is Cold Spring Sewer Study. The town engineer asked me to talk about this. You know, this came up with the Melvin Farms project. I had been like, oh, you know, what about a sewer study on the peninsula? Because we have a lot of dry sewer areas out there that haven't been connected. And, you know, he said maybe we should look at a rough cost of what it would take to look at the entire peninsula. So I'll let Al.
So this is also one of the recommendations that came from the planning board's review of the Melvin Farms project when it came in. I think it is an important thing that we need to address in a more comprehensive study and projection of the full build-out of that area needs to be done. There's multiple benefits that it provides the town. It gives us a planning document to go forward with and apply for grant funding. There's many grants out there for sewer improvement and sewer infrastructure, water quality improvement grants specifically, but you have to have this planning study done before you can even apply for those grants. While we're not under a consent order right now for sanitary sewer violations or violations of the Seneca River through a 3D watershed, if you go into the Red Rock neighborhood on a summer day when it's dry, the ditches are wet and they don't smell pretty. Sooner or later, that's going to catch up to those residents of the town, and we will be under a consent order just like we were in West Phoenix. When that happens, we're going to have to move forward with getting sewers on that peninsula somehow. Through proper planning and smart growth principles of development, hopefully we can lessen the burden on the taxpayers going forward, you know, when the time comes and we have to have sewers, or hopefully we can have sewers before it ever gets to that point. We don't have to get a consent order and go through those legal hurdles. You know, this is the 29.9 fee is you know, based on our hourly rate. If it comes in less than that, it'll come in less than that. You know, that's a not to exceed maximum number. I don't anticipate that we'll spend the whole amount. Mainly because a lot of the light work was already done while I was employed by the town here. So a lot of the background information has been compiled and tabulated, and I've already forwarded that onto our sewer engineers that'll do the study. So, and they didn't have that when the proposal was written. So it's a conservative number, we'll say, on what the cost would be. There's a couple ways that you can look at funding this. You could go back to the developer of Melvin Farms and say you want this funded through them. However, there's that look of, if you say the developer to fund it, you owe the developer some kind of approval. There's that potential for that feeling. I don't know if that's fair. This is not a, I mean, you could, I guess, try to share some of the costs with the districts that are established, i.e. Brickwalk, Amelia Park, Orchard Estates, which is the Gloria Drive subdivision off of River, or Pat Hicks Road, sorry. But that's not really fair to them because they would be paying for something that benefits everybody that's in the affected area. You know, your other option is pay for it out of general fund or pay for it using ARPA funds. It is an important study. It is something that'll provide a benefit to the residents of the town, for sure, for a long time to come. And it's been a documented need since 1968 in the county long-term sewer plan.
Now,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead, Bob.
I was just going to ask, how come we haven't done it already?
We've asked. I've talked multiple times. to the board. And
we just ignored you.
We just never got any action on it. Just never got any action. So I mean, the time has come. If you're ready to move it, we're ready to get the work done. We can turn it around in the next couple months, and you know, be well on our way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one thing I was thinking is reaching out to the county, because I know the county's been trying to assist towns with their comprehensive land use plans, but we've done ours. Maybe they could help us fund the sewer study. Is an option of, you know, with this growth, the expected growth of Micron, maybe they'll contribute something.
Or do you go back to them once you do the sewer study and ask for them to help fund some of the improvements?
Right. Okay.
But you know what I mean? That would be the other, you know, get the, this is the small ticket stuff from a funding standpoint. The improvements are the big ticket stuff that we could really use help with.
Mm-hmm. And does this take care of the whole area, Al? I mean, this is it? There's nothing else? I know I got it right here, but...
Yeah, this is everything that would be tributary to the pump for Melton Farms. Long-term, there will probably be an additional pump station where the old tank site was on Hill Road. Mm-hmm. That'll serve that far eastern end of the peninsula and will ultimately pump across the river to the county's treatment plant, or treatment station, or pump station next to the Good Dog Park, which is tributary to Wetzel Road. Mm-hmm. But from a retention time standpoint, it's that's the most efficient way to get that water from the east end of the peninsula to a treatment.
So just so this would be the Cold Springs, like 370,
yep,
Hayes Hicks, just that area.
Yep.
Oh, I'm saying just that
everything
area,
east of Barbara Lane.
Okay.
Up to the where that wetland area is on Hayes Road, that comes right up to the road. That would kind of be the dividing point, and then it excludes like where Gene's neighborhood is there, Hillside Drive, that area, and is that Sailfish or whatever it is. Yeah, Sailfish Lane, that little area there on the south side of 370. It's all that.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, I just wanted to bring this up to the board. You know, it's like a preliminary idea, and, you know, we'll move along, and, you know, maybe at the next meeting we'll have a better idea of what direction we might want to go to pursue it. You know, I do agree that, you know, with Al, the developer, even though it came up in incentive zoning, you do feel that there's some kind of give and take at that point if we put the onus on the developer. So.
I agree 100% with that.
Yeah.
And ARPA, 29.9 in ARPA is...
Right.
If we can spend it...
We've never had the opportunity.
Right.
But I don't want to...
Yeah. Right. We don't want to go to the table owing anybody.
I agree.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't want somebody to feel that they were going to get something that they might not get. So, okay. The next thing, I had CBA, collective bargaining agreement, town hall, highway department. The only reason I put that on there is, you know, both union contracts have expired. You know, I've talked to Tony a little, and, you know, it's just if everybody could peruse the contracts, you know, throw out some ideas. I'm sure I have not heard from either bargaining unit yet, but I'm sure it will be coming. As I get settled in here. So that was, I just wanted to put it out to the public that that's where we're at. And, you know, if anybody has any ideas or anything that they've come across in the previous years that they might want to see different, you know, feel free to reach out. We'll get our ideas together and we'll start that process.
Sounds good.
The attorney agreement, we have Tony's agreement on the board for tonight. Just put it on the work session. So, you know, just brought it up. Tony and I have talked. He's obviously remote tonight. He took some time off. And it's good for you, Tony, to be able to take some time off. I don't have a problem with it. You're accessible. You're no different than being here in the room right now. So, we've agreed same thing as your last year. So yeah, if everybody's good with that. Okay. Bonadio Group, Comptroller. For those that don't know, our comptroller, Jen Furcano, has decided to seek other employment. She was done at the end of 2023, and We have, if you look at the agenda, we did find somebody that will be, you know, filling in for Comptroller starting on Monday. We had interviews. He's coming. We lucked out and grabbed a guy with municipal experience. He was over at Town of Camillus, so we greatly missed there. But we're looking forward for him doing great things with us, especially at year end and a lot of things to button up. In the meantime, this happened the last time we had the comptroller change. We've reached out to Bonadio Group. They will be assisting with some of the parts, the nuances of the job. They've already gone through written instructions. I don't see them being here more than 2 to 3 days a week. That's what we've contracted for roughly in the agreement. And I don't expect it to be more than a month or two. If something like that changes, I will definitely let everybody know. And, you know, eventually Colin will occasionally be at the meetings. He's hoping to be here tonight. He volunteers. He's a swim coach for a youth program. So he's hoping to get over here. But very good.
What
about,
I'll go on.
Okay. So that was, I just want to notify the public. That's why you'll see we've got an agreement with Bonadio Group to sign just for those services.
Do we want to do an audit now since we have a new comptroller starting? Wouldn't it be a bad idea to do a complete audit of the town?
That I had briefly talked to the people from Bonadio when they stop in on Monday. They were going to give me some ideas on, you know, scopes, what we might want to look at. We have had three comptrollers within the last 4 to 5 years, so it might not be a bad thing to look at, just making sure as transition we haven't missed anything or everything's been done the correct way. Especially with me, I'm brand new to this, so it's been eye-opening the last couple of days, the amount of work and responsibility on the comptroller end, because I've been trying to help with that part too to fill in the meantime. CHA, Al is, you know, CHA, we've got their 2024 agreement for engineering services. So I just wanted to put that on the work session so people knew.
It's basically the same, right?
It is. We did. I couldn't hold the rates anymore. I tried, but I got the bean counters were. Said that we couldn't afford to keep with our 2022 rates, so the rates have gone up about 7%.
7%?
Yeah.
From 2022 rates to 2024 rates.
And we do get Al's extensive knowledge of the town, as he's worked in the town of Lysander on and off for what, over 20 years now?
Not that long, but
yeah. I don't want to make you that old. Well, you're getting closer to 20 then.
Yeah.
So, and LWRP, Waterfront Revitalization Program. I just put that on there. I will be talking with the county, and Councilor Gerasi had sent out, you know, we got three or four firms that had sent in submissions for proposals. And I really think we as a board should meet with them. I think Bob's idea, you know, this is a very big thing, especially with what could be coming up for the county, that we need to meet with these people and talk with them, especially after what Al brought up about, you know, the charges and the hourly fees and what we would be getting for that.
So will you be scheduling like work sessions for them to come in each
yeah.
and give us a presentation?
That would be, I think we've got three legitimate firms that were quoted in the agreement that the county got. So I think it'd be good to try to schedule one or two of them in a work session. Or do you guys, if you wanted to meet on an off night, if you have availability? I mean, free.
The only thing I can suggest on that, I know we have public meetings, and the public should listen to what these presentations are. So that's one half of it. On the other half, I don't have a problem coming in during the day and meeting with each of those things with a number of board members and just really do a deep dive into what they can do, which you really can't do at a work session. So right. I'll throw that back to you to think about, Kevin, but I don't have any problem meeting with all three companies. I know there's one that's been doing all of this work, but so what? You know, let's see what they're really offering. And what I suggested in my note when this came up was to make sure they bring the people who are actually going to be doing the work as opposed to the folks that are just heading up those agencies. Because, you know, every time we did a project, whether it was a penguin exhibit at the zoo or whatever, you had to bring the architects in that were actually going to do the work to really understand what they were going to do. So right. So if you think meeting during business hours makes sense with a small subcommittee, I'm more than happy to help you on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's your call. If we do it that way, we would limit it to two board members, because if not, we got to open meetings rule, and or we could meet.
I would suggest because, like, I know our firm, like, we would be staffing this project out of three different offices,
like a Zoom or virtual.
Well, yeah, offer an opportunity. You know, we can certainly have people here, but it'd be nice to have, because you want to talk to the people that are actually going to be doing the work.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We have people that are going to be out of the Rochester office and out of the Albany office that are going to be doing some of the work. Offer them the opportunity to zoom in or Teams in to talk, so we're not, you know, I'm not pulling staff off.
Oh, yeah.
Work to
right. Fine. Well, and I mean, you know, I know, Bob, you want to talk to, if Sally Smith's doing the work, I know he has questions for Sally Smith.
Yeah.
I can already tell. You know, and he's right. That's,
yeah, no,
and in this day and age, that's an assessment.
You're 100% right. You want to talk to people that are actually going to do the work. You're right. And the people that you're going to be working with closely as this process progresses.
Right. So why don't we throw it back to you? I mean, my recommendation, Kev, you give it some thought how you want to do it, but if you want to do it during business hours with some of us as like sort of a subcommittee and then recommend it to the whole town board, or we meet, you know, have special meetings at night, I'll do whatever you want.
I'm good with you guys just doing that in the subcommittee.
I don't have a problem with it at all if you want to do that. I would just ask that when we do sit down in the work session, and I know you'll do this anyhow, but that we have have an itemized list that compares apples to apples so we can actually look, because you'll be talking to them, but I want to know how many hours it's going to take,
right,
the hourly rate, what's getting accomplished, and what the overall cost is going to be.
Okay. Now, me not being a technological wizard, the Zoom meetings and stuff could be recorded, right?
Yeah.
So we could always send the recordings to whoever's not there, so you could, you know.
Well, you could, but I trust your summary too.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a, you know.
Right, but it's always an option. You sit down. I don't think
we'll take the Clip Notes version.
Okay,
I think that's what Pete's trying to say.
Okay,
I mean, you're not gonna, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't, and you know, I think if we do decide on somebody there, I think bringing them to a work session or a meeting to give a presentation to the public to understand, because this is a very involved process. You know, you can have 14 or 15 people on the committee. I've got to get with the Village of Baldwinsville, you know, all the primary players. I've got to check with Van Buren if they are interested in any of this.
And, you know, just for the folks out there that are wondering what this is, I mean, I don't know all the details, but basically it's going to create a plan or an approach to how we develop the waterfront in terms of trails and things like that. And Al, chime in, because you know a little bit more than me about this, but what my interest is in this, and I think I can speak for everybody, you know, what's the big picture? How does it tie into the rest of Onondaga County, such as Onondaga Lake Park, the trail around the lake, and all that kind of stuff? It's really exciting. I mean, we're sitting here, and we could be part of the trail system that just goes all the way to Buffalo. And that kind of a thing in terms of getting on a bicycle or whatever you want to do. So. Because the trail already exists. The Erie Canal Trail already exists. You can go from Buffalo to Albany, and then it'll hook into the Lake Loop Trail around Onondaga Lake. That was one of my last projects that I did with the county. And then if we have the trail along the Seneca River, and then ultimately the Oswego River going all the way up to Oswego, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but put it on paper.
Does anybody have any questions currently? I know I haven't been great about looking back out to the public. Okay. And then the open town board seat. Now, I know I was contacted by Rob Helfrich, I've asked him to reach out to the other board members. I don't know if he has or not. He had fallen ill and he was away for vacation. I also talked with Sandy Baker. I know she was referred by many people. So I put this on the work session because, you know, Pete wants to discuss it, and I said that there should be a public discussion. You know, it's a board seat that's going to be appointed by us to fill the remainder of my term for this year, and then you'll have a special election in November if that person chooses to run. That, you know, if they get on the ballot and they run for the one-year term, and then next year that seat would be up for its normal four-year term. Now that, of course, long-term plan with Kathy Hochul and, you know, town elections, we'll see where that goes in the next couple of years. But, you know, I put it on there because I think, you know, I didn't get a lot of public input. I asked people, you know, I put stuff on Facebook. I asked other people to apply. I got Rob. Will Stoll said he's somewhat interested, but at the same time, I'm not sure, you know, how interested. So I don't know if I'm ready to vote tonight with, you know, having just this first meeting. I don't know where the rest of the board members are. But.
Well, I would say you put it out there, like you said, and you got two people interested. One of them's not here, and one of them we can talk about. I'm ready to vote tonight, but I'd like to hold a discussion. I mean, I think we're very fortunate right now to have someone willing to fill your position, someone with integrity, someone with knowledge and background, someone who's been a lifelong member of our community. So everything that we are going to talk about in the next year is dear to our heart. And all the stuff that we're talking about, I think we should have a full board anyhow. So I think I am ready, and I think we should. As a matter of fact, I have a motion ready, but I do want to hear other people's opinions. We should talk.
So I'm ready to. You know, when your seat came open, obviously the question is, well, who's going to fill it? And when I heard the name Sandy Baker, I don't want to make her turn red back there, but I had the pleasure and the opportunity and the it was just an incredible opportunity to have her on the county legislature when I was the commissioner of county parks. And I liked all of the members of the county legislature. They're all good people, but I have never met a more happy, consensus-building person. I mean, she did not play partisan politics at all, ever. And I think in terms of bringing someone to the board that has been a lifelong resident and her family, you know, her father-in-law ran the Messenger. I mean, it's a family that goes way back in this town. She knows this town inside and out. And what she'll bring is a smile and the ability to, I think, diffuse any kind of situations that we have. And the experience that she has is just remarkable. So I can guarantee that she would help each one of us on this board. And I say that sincerely.
Okay. Jeff, where do you stand?
Well, I talked to Sandy as well, too. I have not yet talked to Rob. You said that he was interested. He has not reached out to me yet. I don't know if he said he was sick.
Yeah.
You know, so far, I like everything I hear about Sandy as well, too. So.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather wait to see at the next meeting if Rob reaches out or if anybody else comes to us. That's where I'm at right now. With, you know, we didn't put like a formal ad out. We decided to not do that. We've, you know, gone the political route, whatever that is. So that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm totally fine with putting it on the next agenda, and where we're at is where we're at.
Well, I think enough people know in this town that there's a vacancy on this board. I believe. We can make this decision tonight. I really do. In light of what Bob said as well, I mean, we're someone who's here for the right reasons. I don't know. I like I said, I have a motion ready. I'm ready to vote. And I understand that you're not, but I'm ready to vote, and I'd like to put it on the agenda tonight.
and I'm in accord with that.
Right. I mean, I just feel that we do have a second person that reached out at the end of the year. I would hope that you guys give them the opportunity to at least call you. But
I've had the opportunity.
The phone hasn't called. The phone has not rung.
Jeff hasn't called. Bob hasn't called. Mine hasn't.
Right.
Hasn't rung. So he's had the opportunity.
Well, I mean, he reached out to me at the end of December, so I don't know how much opportunity there's been. But, I mean, if, you know, so Tony, if we put a motion on tonight, being four of us, I read the motion to other people, or people have to
somebody has to second
move
it
and second it.
Right. And then you vote on it. If you don't have, you need three votes to pass it. If you don't have three votes, it doesn't get passed.
Okay, so if I'm not comfortable reading the motion because I think we should wait, could a town councilor make the motion?
Yes.
Okay, but can that person move it also, or second
it? Person can move it. He needs somebody else to second it, not
okay,
himself.
Right, but yes, if they read it, they could move it, or they could second it. Okay.
Right, correct.
Okay. Fred.
Is the board looking, I know this is a work session, is this board looking for any input from the public on this at all?
Yeah,
I can't hear whoever's talking.
Oh, it's Fred Birch. He just had a question. That's all.
Okay.
Go ahead. You could, the microphone was up there. You can move it back. You just got to turn it on.
Fred Birch, Plainville Road. At one of the previous meetings, a member of the board made mention of always seems to be the same people in every committee and on every board. And it always seems the same people coming and helping out and helping out. Never have any new people. And mention was made of people like to complain, but nobody likes to offer any solutions. Not sure if any of you remember that from the previous meeting from Mr. Wicks. So my suggestion is enable the public. And I'll give you an example. From time to time over the past 15 years, I've attended board meetings here. The most common reference that I always hear is, well, when you compare the town of Lysander to all the other towns in Onondaga County, which I never did before I started coming to board meetings, but board members like to do that. So I did some comparison between the town of Lysander and the other towns in Onondaga County. And I found out when I attend a meeting in the town of Clay or Cicero or Van Buren, the room is packed with citizens because the board enabled the citizens by informing them. Can't tell you how many times in the last month I've been driving in my vehicle or been watching the television and seeing on the news, come to the town of Clay board meeting where we have this big Micron deal and you'll be able to interact. And I did. And I couldn't believe the hundreds of citizens that were enabled by that board because they were informed properly. Same thing happened in Camillus when they offered to buy the golf course to expand the school system. The same thing happened in Salina when they had an issue of the exits being changed on 81. What those town boards did was took out ads in the news, on the radio. They didn't just pin something to their chalkboard at the town hall or put it on the website or put it on the messenger, which frankly nobody reads. I'm sorry that happens, but it's the truth. And that's the old archaic form of informing the public that we use. I can remember 6, 7, 8 years ago that our former clerk, I brought this office right into the 21st
but,
century.
But what, okay, so back to the
so
open board
seat. Inform the people, you'll get more participation, you'll get more opinion. My personal experience, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've had maybe 2 hours of conversation with Mr. Rob Helfer, and I can tell you that based on the conversation that I've had with him, that he is extremely interested in being a part of the town board and a part of the community. And I can tell you one thing, the man is just a seething passion. It's just coming out of him. He does his homework. He's got the community that he lives in backing him and behind him. I just think he's attended quite a few meetings in the last 4 years, and I think just because he might be sick tonight for tonight's meeting, I just don't think that the board should proceed without doing a little bit more vetting and opening up to the public to see if there's people that want to participate that haven't had or haven't been entrenched in political communities. I would like to see somebody on the board who is more interested in advancing Lysander and not interested in advancing Onondaga County issues or the town of Lysander. We're not this little subsection of Onondaga County that checks and sees what they want to do. Let's do Lysander for Lysander, not for Onondaga County.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Supervisor, if I could.
Yeah.
Town councilors, I've had the pleasure of knowing Sandy Baker for a while now, and I know she's done a lot for the community. And I would, in my personal opinion, would like to see a female counselor as clerk to the board. I think that things are changing in the future, and I think it would make more of an open environment, and I think a lot of people would be maybe even more comfortable coming to a meeting, you know, having a female voice on the board. So I just thought that I would throw that out there, and maybe that's just something to consider.
Yeah, and trust me, Sandy's in the room. I had, well, how long did we talk? 2 hours a couple weeks ago. We can go over Sandy's accolades and we could sit here until 9 o'clock at night. I mean, you are a steward of the community and it's greatly appreciated. And this, my hesitation has nothing to do with you. I think you're a great person. I just think that we should wait. Give, you know, it seems like you and Rob are the only two people that really have been talking to anybody else. Unfortunately, Rob hasn't reached out to the rest of the board yet. I just would be more comfortable waiting till the next meeting. That's all.
If I could just interject for one more
yep.
If you're really interested in the position of board, knowing that tonight is one of the most important meetings of the year, I would think that an interested board member, a person who wants to be on the board, would have reached out by now so that they would be considered on the most important evening of the year.
Yeah. And yes, Mrs. Rode.
I just think that it sounds like at this point that you want to stack up the Republicans again so that you've got the Republican majority on the board to outrun whatever somebody else wants. And I think you need to find a neutral, non-political board member that all four of you can agree on. First of all, the seat was held by a Democrat. And I know the law doesn't say you have to replace it by a Democrat, but he was hired, he was elected as a Democrat. And I think to try to make it so that you've got Republicans that have run this board for years, that just because Kevin got elected, let's put it point blank, you've got somebody that none of the Republicans wanted. We all know it, it's not a secret. And I think, to be fair, you need to find somebody that's not going to be pushing a Republican agenda.
Bob Blitz.
No.
So just for full disclosure, I believe Mr. Helfrich is registered Republican. That is the least entering into my opinion on a decision of political party. I want people that are the best for the board, but I also want there to be an opportunity to present yourself. If Rob doesn't have the opportunity or decides not to, we'll know at the next meeting. Obviously, he hasn't reached out. I do know he's sick tonight and unable to come to the meeting. So without divulging anything further. So I do understand, you know, why he would not be present tonight. Joe, did you have anything?
Did this person work on Bob Blitz's campaign?
Well, you can discuss with the person that's looking. I don't know.
Nothing to do with that.
But that falls. Sandy, yeah.
Sandy Baker, and I really appreciate the opportunity. I love Baldwinsville, and I've served in a wide variety of capacities over the years. I haven't served in government for probably 15 years, so I am not a familiar face to a lot of people necessarily. I am a face that loves this area, that you have an appointment. Kevin, I read your letter to the editor, and I contacted you. I contacted each one of you. I met, I talked with you, and I said, here's what I bring to the table. I bring government background so I can come. I was a village board trustee. I was a county legislator representing Lysander, representing District 1, and I did get the opportunity to work with Bob. I served on economic planning and development, education and libraries, public health. I was on Ways and Means. I had a wide variety of opportunities to serve and represent and vote for Baldwinsville. Little known fact, I also supported the resolution to put this little parcel into a land called White Pine Commerce, and here we are at White Pine. Professionally, I bring business background. I worked at the On Center for years. I worked with all of the unions there, at the Civic Center, the War Memorial, and the Convention Center. And for the last almost 13 years, I've been at RMS. It's a market research company right here in Baldwinsville, right across from the Beeville Diner. We work with companies across the country. Our motto is ask, listen, solve. Isn't that what you want in a counselor? That's what I'm bringing. I want to ask, I want to listen, I want to solve. Community commitment. I am a past chair of OCC Foundation and the House of Providence. I received the Humanitarian Award. Francis House, they have an event called There's No Place Like Home. This year we raised $320,000 and we had 2,000 people attend an event at the fairgrounds. But my passion is here in Baldwinsville. I have been a member of the Baldwinsville Theater Guild. I've produced shows. I'm a member of Grace Episcopal Church. I'm a youth group leader. I was a lay reader. I've been the toy coordinator for Baldwinsville Christmas Bureau for 30 years. We served 120 families with needs in Baldwinsville this year. I am a past Baldwinsville Woman of the Year. And for the YMCA, I sat on that board for 14 years to get that board, that building built. I co-chaired the capital campaign to raise $24 million to get that building built. That's my passion. I have no hidden agenda. I don't have a secret area that I want to do. Yes, I'm a Republican, but I'm here from Baldwinsville. My dad built Village Green. I raised our children here. I married a man who was born here. We lived three houses from where he grew up. I went to Baker High School, no relation. This is my home. Our grandchildren call this their second home. I bring government background. I bring professional background. I bring community background. I'm a collaborator. I'm a positive energy. Yes, I have a smile, but I have a great sense of community, a great sense of building collaboration. I worked with your town attorney. He was the county attorney at the time. He can tell you, I make my own decisions. That's what I'm here to do. I would love to join you and help as we look forward to what comes up. So that's what I did. I came to you, I read your letter. You said you were looking for somebody to come and work with you. And I said, here I am.
Right.
So here I am. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm Liz Schmidt. I live in Lysander, and I just, at the margin, I'm just not sure what we lose by waiting 2 weeks. I just don't know. There seems to be some controversy about whether Lucian should happen today. I don't know that we're inside of any kind of emergency situation where a 2 week wait for the next meeting would be particularly costly. And it's clear that some are not comfortable moving forward today. So that was weighing the benefits and costs, I guess that's what I would point it out. I think it's disappointing that this isn't more broadly, say, in the messenger or things like that, that was shot down. As people on the board know, my husband and I have never been in this room until a year and a half ago, and now you can't get rid of us. You're welcome. But, you know, my point is civic education starts somewhere for people who thought that people were just taking care of things and everything. You know, my water worked. I turned on the faucet, water came out, turned on the light, it goes on, and so I wasn't here at these meetings. And come to understand the potential. So I feel at the margin, waiting 2 weeks to really fill this seat isn't necessarily costing the operations of this town very much. And so why not tip toward that?
Thank you, Liz. Oh, Cedric.
I agree with her. I'm Cedric Oaks, David Lane. I've known Sandy Baker for probably about 40 years. And your family.
You don't have to date yourself. I dated Al, and now I feel terrible about it.
Her father-in-law was Al Baker, messenger. He's a great guy, and I support her 100%, whether she's Democrat or Republican.
Right.
She can fill the seat, and I'd like to see her out there.
Thank you, Cedric. Fred, anything else?
I think it's wonderful that people come forward and want to participate. I just think we need to enable more of the public. I know you did messaging on Facebook and they did Messenger, but I'm pretty sure if we were to take a poll, probably 3/4 of Lysander doesn't even know that there's an open seat. This is the town of Lysander. I used to live in the village of Baldwinsville, but now I live in the town of Lysander. And I know there's an opening for mayor in the village, and somebody who has wonderful passion for the village, I think, you know, maybe they ought to think of those type of things. But as far as Lysander is concerned, I would like to see people that have passion for our town, not necessarily the village or not necessarily the town-county connection. How about our town? How about Lysander first?
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I don't want to make a motion, but if you choose to make one, then we'll see where we end up. I just don't see where waiting 2 weeks.
I wouldn't
we might end up in the same
and
situation.
And then putting her on the motion A, you know, if that's what you feel that you want to. You know,
I think the only thing I could suggest is, had this been anybody, anybody else, maybe there's somebody better. But, and I don't, you know, there's no such things as knights in shining armor, I know that. But from what has been spoken about that person and your own intuition from talking to her and from other people, we are really lucky. And waiting 2 weeks, what are we going to get? I mean, you know, Rob's got a lot of passion, great, but he didn't call me, he didn't call Pete, he didn't call Jeff, and he's not here tonight. Okay, he's sick, but the breadth of experience that Rob has does, or anybody out there doesn't, is not going to compare to what Sandy has. And I'm thinking, my gosh, we were just given a gift, and this person is going to bring civility and going to make people out in the audience smile. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Are you saying you don't make people smile?
I don't.
Or I'm just. I think you do. I think your charisma and charm. You're understating yourself.
But it's just a breath of fresh air. There's no doubt. I'm telling you right
and
now.
And to Dina's point, a female. Gonna, I mean, right. Just do
get
it.
Get the job done, and celebrate because we have a great person here who's ready to help us out.
Well, we'll see if you choose to make the motion, we'll see if it gets moved in second. That's all. I mean, and if not, like I said, this is nothing against Sandy. Sandy's great, but I think the opportunity should be there for the other person that's involved, or maybe somebody steps up in the next couple days after watching this meeting tonight.
Absolutely.
So that's just where I'm at right now. Is I've watched the board not give the public the opportunity, and I've seen what the public has done in retaliation to not having the opportunity to do things. So that's why I'm where I'm at. Gene? You haven't had a problem hearing me, have you?
No, but the other them shine an example of public speakers. Can't hear them two rows back.
We're going to work on that this year.
We're going to have a
we're going to take care of it.
I bet they could hear me. And I want to tell them, and I want to tell you people, what's the hurry? How many projects did you have under on the board, you know, on the table, playing around, talking around, before you actually took action? I don't see where 2 weeks, I would say 4 weeks, at least 4 weeks to make sure that you are doing the right thing. Well, there's no rush here. Sandy's been here as long as I can remember. She ain't leaving. If you don't, you know, elect her tonight, she'll be back next week. You heard her. She said, how many different jobs have you had? You know, I couldn't. She's not leaving. I know that. So don't be in a rush. And for gosh sakes, speak up so that everybody knows what you're talking about.
Okay.
You're talking about here. I hear people say, oh, well, in the Messenger, nobody reads that. Well, I want to tell you something. I read it. I vote. Okay. And I know a lot of senior citizens who read it and vote. Okay. Not that it's the Messenger is not the only thing in town, but these four people here are not the only thing in town either. I like all of you. However, I'm not set to throw my whole future into your hands tonight. You know, give it a little time. You know, you got people on your staff that I put more faith in than what I see up here.
Thank you, Gene. I think.
Well, I'm sorry if I offended anyone. I didn't come up here to offend you. I came up to buy some time to wait and think out something that will stick.
Okay.
Bob Wicks, we thought was going to stick, but he didn't.
Right.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out. I want something that will stick.
Okay. Oh, Sandy.
Thank you. I appreciate asking for time. I really do. I just felt like you put that out there and I answered.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring a lot to the table. And so I guess I would ask too, then what are you looking for? And if I bring to the table what you're looking for, then this would be the time. You have a long agenda tonight. You have a lot ahead of you. And I was really excited when I see some of these things. And I'd love to be part of those things starting right away. So I don't want you to think that, oh, I'm fine waiting. I'll wait. But I'm just asking, what are you looking for then? Because I think that I bring a lot to the table of what would make a good counselor.
Right. And correct. Don't. Please don't be mistaken for my hesitation, because it's not about you. I just think that the other person didn't get the opportunity to reach out. And if he doesn't reach out, we're right here in 2 weeks. And I don't think anything has changed. Anything we're doing tonight in the next 2 weeks isn't setting the world on fire in Lysander. That's all. It's not about you at all.
So, Kevin, I would say we have known about this for 2 months. Not just a week, not just 2 weeks. We've known about this for 2 months. And what Sandy said is so true. What are we looking for? Because she answered everything that you said we're looking for. Let's fill our board and get on with business and do the right thing. This is the right thing. Having a full board is the right thing. All this stuff, and You're gonna find, you know, you're gonna find someone with Sandy's experience, with Sandy's breath of fresh air, with her smile, with her ability to work with everybody on the board in a bipartisan or co-partisan way. I don't think so. I've never read or seen one mass email sent out by Sandy Baker that was putting anyone down in any way. I've only seen positive things from Sandy Baker, and I'd like to see Sandy Baker working with us. I think it would be a great opportunity, and I think we should do it.
Well,
I understand.
It's up. I mean, anybody can make a motion. So, you know, Fred, I think we're done with this conversation because I got.
I have 1 minute.
Get away till citizens' comments, because citizens' comments. And just so everybody knows, I'll settle this now because citizens' comments is supervisor comments after that. I am going to allow public input on town topics. Please be respectful. We can't talk about, we're still not able to talk about personnel issues. There's no reason for that to be here. I will also allow the opportunity of the department head, you direct the question to me. If the elected official or department head chooses to answer, they can. If they choose not to, that's their prerogative and that's their right. So I'm trying to give us a more open opportunity for a discussion, but it's not an interrogation. I will hold that. As you see, I don't have a gavel here because I have a pretty loud voice if I need to use it. Some people have heard it. Many haven't. So if I need to use that power, I will. But I don't think I will. I think we have a great community here, and people will be respectful. And I think that's what a lot of people are looking for, just their opportunity to bring their issues to the board and have the opportunity to be respected. But it goes both ways. So if you can hold that until then, I think we're all done with the work session. Is everybody all set?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Session ended at 6:22. Colin said he's